Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back, baby. The big white house on the hill.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that our good friend Ramon Ray has deposited with us over the last almost 10 years. You can go back and listen to past visits that he and I've had. Many of them are still valid, so I encourage you to do that. Ramon, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website again, please.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you. Smallbiztechnology.com is where you can find everything that I do.
Including your book and all the other things. So check that out, smallbiztechnology.com. Ramon, you were telling us in the previous segment about some goals and maybe some resolutions that you were working on to do be better at not only note-taking, but note-keeping.
Exactly.
And you talked to us about how that turned into converting an old school practice into a new school storage method with the Evernote. Is that what it's called? Evernote.
Exactly. Evernote. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I might have to look into that, folks. And you are too. So what are some other things that you've done where you blended old school and new school into a resolution?
Absolutely. And again, I use the word commitment, Jim, but I think that what I've tried to do, and I got this at the end of the year last year, Jim, I was taking an old notebook I had and looking through notes. I had 3 years' worth of notes in a small notebook, which means I wasn't taking any notes. So I've committed, Jim, myself to, A, just writing more notes, being more disciplined about it.
Journaling.
Right. Two, I've committed myself to now every week going back and just reviewing what I've written, who I've talked to.
That sounds like homework.
But I'm telling you, it can give you revenue to your business. Once I email Jim back and say, Jim, how are you doing? I just wanted to touch base. You know what I mean?
Well, I will tell you that if you meet people with their business cards,
right.
How many times do you go off somewhere and you collect a bunch of business cards, you come home, and 6 months later you realize that they're still sitting on your desk with a rubber band around them? You know, if you get that information into a working form that you can do something about, like into a file where you can put it up on your screen with all the numbers, and you just sit there and start sending people emails and make it handy for you. Why did you go on the trip if you weren't going to to network?
Right, exactly. And I think, Jim, this is where the resolution that I've done is the discipline of, A, writing these things down, archiving them, and also taking the technology, whether it's Evernote and Fusionsoft or Dropbox, all these great tools, it's storing them in these digital platforms so I can also have a digital file of archiving them, tagging them, to go back and touch them over and over again. And that's where business is made, relationships.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about it. You pick up a card, you meet someone, go back home and send them an email and see what happens. This is blending technology. This is blending old school and new school together. And this is, to me, this is an example of where people who have a hard time adopting technology,
right,
they don't realize that it doesn't have to take over your life. It can enable you, not disrupt you.
Right, and this is why I think it's important, Jim, because as you know, I'm a geek, I'm your technology evangelist, but I do say, ladies and gentlemen, you can still do old school best practices, taking notes, giving a firm handshake, looking people in the eye, using business cards, but I'm advocating layer that on top of great technology. We talked about whether it's an iPhone, the Samsung, you know, Galaxy, which you recently got that I followed you, to make you feel happy, Jim, that I followed you and got, but you leverage these together, Jim, and that's where you'll find businesses can use technology to build stronger relationships and to touch base with people, even sales, Jim. People are not going to buy from you just because you're selling today. They're going to buy when they're ready to buy. But the only way they'll do that, Jim, is if you're touching base with them throughout the year using technology.
Let me give you a real-life example of something that happened to me. Not long ago, I was interested in a product, and it was a pretty good, significant, it was a household product, pretty significant purchase. And there's a company about an hour away that had one in stock. But I wanted to make sure it was the one that I wanted, really wanted.
Right.
And I was having trouble getting the serial numbers to match up. And so I asked the lady on the phone, I said, would you mind taking a picture of it with your phone and texting me that picture? Now this is a small business. I mean, these I could tell there were only probably two or three people in the business. She went and got her personal phone,
and
took the picture and texted me the photograph.
Yes.
Now,
and that's Jim,
now
what you call
she did
awesome
that
customer service.
Her own init. Now here's what happened. It as it turns out, it was the wrong product. But because she did that, I told her which one I wanted, the serial number, and I had them order it for me, and I did a pretty significant transaction with that little business because of what that lady did.
Yes, and Jim, I think that's powerful, and I think what it goes back again, Jim, you're a smart guy. You said it, expectation. That, to me, I'm hearing another story here, is that that business owner, in a year or two, he may have to build in photoing and texting and chat into his tool so his customers don't have to, so his employees
don't
have to use
that's exactly right. I don't think he had ever talked to her about that. She took the initiative,
but before
I hung up, I said, you should talk to your boss about helping other people be prepared, make this a policy, not just a happy accident.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Rowan, I got to wrap it up. Good job.
Awesome.
Come back soon.
Indeed. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. SmallBizTechnology.com. Don't forget to check out his website. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.